Kamadhyaya, desires for sense gratification. Though there's no impediments for anyone to become free from the entanglement of birth and death if they somehow or other come in contact with Krishna. Or if they worship him, especially. And even if they have material desires, akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaridi tibrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Whether one has all material desires or has no material desires or desires liberation, if he engages in devotional service, he'll achieve perfection. Because Krishna is so pure, prophylactic, that he purifies everything. And the example is given of the sun. The sun extracts all the liquid around the universe, even from filthy places, but the sun never becomes contaminated. Apapavidam is a description of the Lord. Sins don't touch him. It's even described that his devotees develop that quality. And the Garga Samhita describes that Yamuna, the consort of the Lord, his queen, and the deity of the river Yamuna, she's so pure that nothing can contaminate her. She can purify most sinful persons. So this is not only the quality of Krishna, but even the quality of Krishna's devotees become like that. They also get the qualities of purification, pavitram. He's unlimitedly pure, and he can deliver any number of souls. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with one of his devotees, the devotee was requesting, please let me suffer the sinful reactions for all the living entities in the universe so that they can go back to Godhead, and I'll stay and suffer their reactions. Lord Chaitanya said it's not required, because simply by your desire, all the souls in the universe can go back to Godhead. And he gave the example of a mustard seed in a big basket of mustard seeds, millions of mustard. If one falls out, the person who owns the mustard seeds doesn't mind if someone says, "Hell, you dropped the mustard seed." That's okay. But in the same way, that if one universe, if all the souls go back to Godhead, if they're all liberated, it's not any loss for the Supreme Lord. So it's not a very difficult thing for him to liberate all the souls in a universe or millions of universes. He has billions and trillions of universes. So, how powerful is the process of Krishna consciousness? If Krishna is eager to bring the souls back to Godhead, which he is, and he even comes not only in his original form, Krishna, but he comes in his original form as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also as the devotee, just to save He even runs after the souls, the fallen souls, to bring them back. If he goes to all this trouble, he comes, speaks Bhagavad Gita, performs pastimes, comes again as Lord Chaitanya, so many, sends his devotees. It means he really does want the living entities to come back to Godhead, and he is capable of delivering them. The swift deliverer. He personally comes to save them. An example is given of a person in who's dropped, who's fallen into a blind well. Well, he's lost. He has no hope to get out. He's hopeless unless someone comes and puts a rope down. And then he holds onto the rope. Well, the devotees, pure devotees, are that rope. Krishna is delivering them, sending them to deliver the fallen souls. Brahmande Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. Krishna sends the spiritual master, and the spiritual master delivers. Does he deliver by himself? No. He, of course, has no separate power, separate from Krishna. He's empowered by Krishna to deliver. That's how the delivery is carried out. And the example is given here that one who worships the Lord does not take birth again, just as sterilized or fried seeds do not produce plants. So the fire of devotional service, it fries the seeds. Anyone who's done any cooking knows, after you fry the seeds, they won't grow. If you plant it, it won't grow. So devotional service destroys one's material life, in case any of you didn't know that. It may already be too late. You've already fried your seeds of material enjoyment. Sometimes people try to go out after taking to Krishna consciousness and enjoy. I remember one devotee, he was there when I first joined, and then he disappeared for many years, and then many years later he came back. I said, "What happened to you?" He said, "Oh, you don't want to hear. I've come back now. I want to take shelter of Krishna again." After so many years, he tried to enjoy, but his material desires were fried. So that's really a waste. If someone tries to plant so many fried seeds, well, that's really a waste of time. At least if one hasn't come to Krishna consciousness, he might be able to get some enjoyment from the material energy. But after having come to devotional service, the gopis also say that. One gopi says to the other gopis, "My dear friends, if you're at all interested in..." maybe someone knows that Sanskrit verse. They could recite it. "If you are at all interested in society, friendship, and love, then please don't look at that beautiful boy standing on the bank of the Jamuna, threefold bending form." Because the point is, once you see him, that's it. You'll become so attached to him, you won't be able to give him up. And you won't be satisfied with material things anymore. And this is not just theoretical. We're seeing it in our own lives. We were addicted to material life. we were engaged in material affairs, but somehow or other, we came in contact with Krishna, either through his philosophy, through his devotees, through prasadam, through kirtan, through the deity form, through chanting. Somehow or other, we came in contact with Krishna, and either instantly or gradually, but one way or another, the interest in material life has gone away or is going away. Maybe we're not completely free from our material desires, but it's definitely diminishing. And we don't want to go back to that material birth and death again. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvata chakvadeham punar janma naiti mameti sarjana. The topics about Krishna are so powerful that just by hearing about Krishna, not even being with Krishna directly, but just by hearing about him is sufficient to give one liberation. This isn't the liberation that the impersonalists are striving for. This is liberation back to home, back to Godhead, back to Vaikuntha or Goloka. Mukunda is a name for Krishna, one who gives liberation. No one else can give such liberation. Maybe someone else can give perhaps some liberation, impersonal liberation, but only that's not considered permanent liberation. Mukti hitva anyata rupa svarupena vyavastiti. The real liberation is to attain one's original swarup in relationship with Krishna. So, as Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, that the purpose of life is to become disinterested in material sense gratification and become interested in Krishna, become attached or interested in Krishna. And all that one has to do is somehow or other come in contact with Krishna. Then he'll become interested. To know him is to love him. He's so lovable. He's so attractive. The name Krishna means all attractive. Someone may say, well, why isn't everyone attracted to Krishna? It's our nature to be attracted to Krishna. Intrinsic nature. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Saduka Banoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Koreya Udoi. Everyone is by nature attracted to Krishna, but just as iron filings are by nature attracted to a magnet, but if the iron filings sit in water for a long time, they become rusty, and then they're not attracted to the magnet, even though it's their nature, but they've become conditioned. So the process of deconditioning is this chanting, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadvagni Nivapanam. It cleanses the heart. It cleanses the rust and the dust and the crust and all those dirty things in the heart. And gradually one becomes again attracted to Krishna. So one just has to stay in association with Krishna. And we're doing that. That's why Prabhupada created Bhaktivedanta Manor, so that we could have association with Krishna through his deity form, through his prasadam, through his name, his philosophy. And we encourage everyone to come. We invite them, please come and associate with Krishna. And it's a very potent process. Just by coming, even for a few minutes or a few days, a few weeks, one can receive all perfection in life and lose his material desires. Now, some people don't want to lose their material desires. So they have to be very careful not to associate with Krishna. Because even if one is obsessed with material desires, it's like it's stated that during the Rath Yatra festival, or the Rath Yatra parade, the demigods and others, Vaikuntha, when they look down, they see the people as four-handed who are even there in the parade, because everyone is either consciously or unconsciously, they're worshiping Lord Jagannath. That's how merciful he is when he comes out on the chariots. Everyone gets the mercy and becomes engaged in the Sankirtan movement. And the people who are on Sankirtan, the materialistic persons, they're playing a very important role in the Sankirtan, because they're the objects of the book distributors. If there were no conditioned souls, then Sankirtan wouldn't be as blissful. It is very blissful because the conditioned souls are participating and they're getting a chance to become attracted to Krishna again. It's a wonderful process because it just keeps increasing. The pleasure, anandam buddhi vardhanam, increases. And it's especially, the movement of Lord Chaitanya is connected with sankirtan. Congregational chanting means bringing others into Krishna consciousness. So if you want to be sure that you never fall away from Krishna consciousness, make sure you're connected with the preaching and bringing others. That is the sure way. Along with the Pancha Trikhi Vidhi, the Bhagavad Vidhi, they go together. The sadhana is important, therefore we come every day to see the deity. We chant every day, 16 rounds minimum. We hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. This is, by getting our association with Krishna, we keep ourselves pure. And then, by going out and preaching, spreading Krishna consciousness to others, Krishna is very pleased. He says, "No one is more dear to me than he who teaches this message to others." Thank you very much. If there's any questions, we have some time.